Okay, today's shiur is Yivamas Daf Lamed Aleph. As we are on Lamed of a base, today we get to talk about some general topics relating to Yivamas, as well as towards the end of the shiur, the last line of today's daf, Beth Hashem will be about a very important Shas topic that Beth Hashem we will get to. Okay, but first let's review the Mishnah that we did at the end of the shiur yesterday. The Mishnah had said, continuing our discussion from earlier about cases of Suffolk. How do we get into cases of Suffolk? Maimer, where we paskin, not like Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai holds that Maimer is Kona Kinyan Gamor with some limits. And Pashas that meant to Daraisa based on the Yerushalmi, Ulkachal Ol Isha V'yimma, maybe it's two different tracks. That's Beis Shammai. But Beis Hillel says, no, Maimer is a Kinyan Derabanan, and it is only Kona on a Derabanan level. So, if one of the brothers does Maimar, then there's a Shaila, which brother, and then that brother dies. He doesn't finish the job. So, it's a question halachically. On a Deraisa level, there's no connection. On a Derabanan level, there is. So, generally, we would say Chalitza and Na'ibim in those cases. And we had all the four cases yesterday, and the permutations relating to the case of the three brothers. So, today, we discussed the Mishnah that we did at the end of the Shir yesterday, relating to other cases of Suffolk. Well, if there's a Suffolk, whether this Erva was married to the brother, right? Reuben and Shimon are brothers. Shimon has a Suffolk marriage to Reuben's daughter, and then Shimon dies. So what's the question is, what about Shimon's other wives? If he was really married, so then the other wives are off. They're Tsaros Erva. If he was not married, then these women require, can do even more Chalitza. So it says the Mishnah, in all these cases, you do Chalitza just in case. In all these cases, the Kulan, what's the Kulan referring to? The Mishnah on Laman of Abayis, all these 15 Arayas from the first Mishnah in the Masechta, if they had a Safek Kiddushin or Gerushin, so then the Tsaros will do Chalitza. What's a case of Safek Kiddushin? So the Mishnah says, he threw her a Kiddushin, Safek Haravlo, Safek Haravlo, right, it's in, as Rashi explains, it's in Rishus HaRabim, and there are 8 Amos, Mitzumtzumos, between them, and we're not sure where the Kiddushin fell. No, Kiddushin, a man has to give a woman something of value, Kesef or Shava Kesef, and we paskin Pruta or Shava Pruta. Remember we had at the end of, we had this alluded to once before, at the end of the first parak on Davidan Mabez, we quoted that Beisham Beis Hillel have machlokas about many, many serious issues, but they still married each other, which shows that they still loved each other. So one of the items on that list is Pruta and Shava Pruta. There's a machlokas in the first Mishnah Kiddushin. What's the minimum shear for Kiddushin? But a man has to give a woman something of value. What if he did, but you're not sure in whose reshus it ended up? Are they married or not? That's a case of Suffolk Kiddushin. What about a case of Suffolk Gerushin? So the diak of the Gemara is going to be, we could have just said the same thing. He threw her a get, Suffolk Karev Lo, Suffolk Karev Lo. That's not in the Mishnah. We'll have to see why. Is that important that that's not in the Mishnah? But instead, the Mishnah gives 3 other suggestions for cases of Suffolk, which we'll review in a minute. But let's just get back to the first point that we ended Shia yesterday with, and that is the concept of Kinyan Dalet Amos, which the Mishnah is referring to, is something that we know from elsewhere. The first parak in Maseches Bava Metzia is a Kinyan Derabanan. But we mentioned that we find the concept sometimes of, even though you have a mechanism to Rabbanan, it could achieve a chalos d'araisa. You have that by possibly Kiddushe Kesef, according to the Rambam. You have that by Chalipin. You have that by various Kinyanim. So to hear, Maimit Shlashtan is a example of a Kinyan to Rabbanan that might have effects d'araisa. You find various Kinyanim to Rabbanan. But we mentioned it also could be something unique to Gerushin. It might be easier or harder, but most of the time, easier to perform a Maisa Gerushin than to perform a Maisa Kinyan, if that is possible. Why would that be? Why would that be? Would it be easier? It goes to the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, V'nasanla, that he has to give her a get. Nisina, so we would have said, give her a get, it's a Maisa Kinyan. But explains the Ksos in Simon Reish, Nisina is different than Kinyan, a Maisa Nesino. How does the Ksos get into this? This is what I mentioned at the end of the show yesterday. The Ksos in Simen Reish, in Ilchos Mekach Umemkar, starts off, Nis Tapakti, I have a Suffolk. Beruvain Shinosan Shtar Matana L'Shimon Albeso. Reuven is giving his house away to Shimon. Reuven is giving his Shtar Matana to Shimon. V'nosan Hashtar Toch Beso. Reuven is selling his house to Shimon, and he puts the Shtar Matana in the house. And he says, here, it works, it's yours. Does that work? or do you say it's circular? Well, you can't give the house, the whole house is only the chatzar of Shimon if it's already his. But now you're trying to put it into the house, but it's not his yet. Why does the Ksos bring that up? Because by get, we have that concept. We have the concept of really nothing in the marriage is owned by the woman exclusively, but we have the concept of Gita V'yada Ba'in Ke'echad. It's possible that the get and her chatzar, even though the chatzar is not, can't be hers until after she gets the get, but it's possible that you have it at the same time, simultaneous. Even though it's not so logical, but we can have simultaneity, we have that by get. Ask the Ksos, could you have a similar idea by Gerishin? That's the, I'm sorry, by Mashtar Matana. That is the question. So he says, thank you. He says, Olachara Ion, he says, no, it does not work. Olachara Ion, Nira Pshita, the Kiagavna Eno Zoche. Why? Because, as we would have said, anywhere in Halacha, until it's your chatzer, it's not your chatzer. You're trying to get this chatzer through this halakhic mechanism, but it's not yours yet. You can't label this as your chatzer. Da chatzer v'ashtara dayan lo yatzer mirshuso. Ech yizke bo ha-makabel. Ume ayin yelo la-makabel zachiyah bebeso b'shtaro. How could there be how could you get this? Aye, that which we say by Gita v'chatzei rabon ke'echad. Nira is the key line by the Ksos. De get shiny. We have to discuss this again many times here in Seder Moed, Seder Nashim, over the next couple of months and years. This Ksos is huge. It comes up in every Masechta in the Seder. Get shiny. De get de isha u de eved. By the way, it's all about Shtar Shichur also. Lo boi zechia. She yizke derech zechia. It's not normal being zoche something when you're buying something or you're getting something. Why? How do you know? It's not a regular case of zechia. So which halachic difference does he quote? Kivan de isha ve'eved bal karcha. Number one. Because what's a normal transaction? It's dual. It works both ways. Here, it could be even bal karcha. That shows me that it's not a regular zechia. Number one. Number two, what's the other halachic nafkamina? Ve'ein zechia bal karcha. I'm sorry. That's so we'll get to the other one in a minute. Elavadai de gabe isha lo boi rach v'nasan biyada. By get, it's a maisa nesina that's required. And a Maisa Nesina has more flexibility. The principle of Bon Ke'echad could work by the Maisa Nesina, even though it cannot work by a regular Kenyan. V'chein ve'eved v'lekat Torah Zechiyah v'aknoa balkarcha. This can't be a Kenyan balkarcha. And therefore, that's why it works. And then he quotes the other Halacha Nafkamina, just not, it's three altogether. He's trying to figure out Bon Ke'echad, that's one. But where does he say the precedent for its uniqueness? Number one, in the case of balkarcha. Number two, Isurei Hana.
If I write something on a dover that's asur bahana'a, if I write a get on a shor haniskal, or something else, or a cases of isuri hana'a, not all cases, but it would work. Even though, it's a huge topic, but he assumes even though it can't be zochen, a dover shall isuri hana'a. Do you really own Arla? If you have fruit growing in your field the first 3 years, it's asur bahana'a. Do you own it? Like, what does Halacha say about Isuri Hana? This is a major topic, the tshuva of the Rivash. Rivash has a tshuva for about a 10-page long. Meaning, do we say that you can legally own something in Halacha even though you can't use it? You can own it, you just can't use it. Or do we say, more mechudash, the fact that you can't use it means that you can't own it. Owning it, part of owning it, must be reflected in Hishtamshus. And if you don't have any Hishtamshus, then even though legally on paper it's yours, and if somebody steals it, they have to pay you back, because it might be something that's called Dover Hagarim Lamamon, something that stands in place of money, but it itself is not, and therefore, it's not really yours. So why could you write again on Isuri Hana? Says the Ksos, because it's a Nesina, it's not a Hakna. And therefore, that's why it would be allowed. Elavadai mishum degershin bakarchav laboy zechiyah klal elavanasim biyada ulafiza nira. And that's why, in my case, says the Ksos, b'shtar matana shekasvu al isuri hanaa de lo mahani. You can't write a shtar matana in isuri hanaa. Umishum degav shtar matana kasuv vo ekach sefer hamikne ubeinan sheyizke bo amakabel ubeisuri hanaa lo shayach torah zechiyah. That's the Ksos's big chiddush. Then he just adds on another chiddush in that same piece. And that is, what about a shtar kiddushin? Another topic. Hekish havaya liyitzia. Do we say that a shtar kiddushin, we do kiddushin through kesef, bisman hazeh. But the first Mishnah says in kiddushin, you can do it through shtar. So is that shtar kiddushin more connected to general shtaros, or is it connected to get? It's both in the world of marriage or breaking up a marriage. So sometimes we might find, even though shtar kiddushin is a kinyan, the woman has to acquiesce, you might not be able to write it on Isur Enah, but it still would have certain halachic connections to get because of its Hekesh Havaya Liyatsiya, comparing marriage and divorce, and would, even though the Svara might not apply to it, but because of its connection. Vafilo Hachi Gabi Kiddushin Ma'anika Sobi Sirena. That one might work, even though it's a real Hakna. Ukamashakasa Vachakas Machokek, Mishum de Iska Shavayatsiya Vahavaya. Don't ask me that because that's a separate topic, says the Ksos. Okay, but that also might connect to our case right here about throwing the Kiddushin or throwing the Gerushin. Again, the context is Kiddushin, but we just used the Ksos by Gerushin and then extended it to Kiddushin. Okay, that's the first half of the Mishnah. Then we got into the second half of the Mishnah. Cases of Suffolk Gerushin. Again, if an Erva is Suffolk, is a Suffolk Erva, Migureshes, let's say Reuven and Shimon. Shimon is married to Reuven's daughter. And then Shimon does a Suffolk Gerushin with his woman, and then he dies. So are his wives Tsaras Erva or not? So the cases given in the Mishnah are, he wrote a get himself, Kasav Iksav Yado, Ve'en Olav Edim. And there are no Edim. Or there are Edim and there's no date, or there's a date and there's only one Ed, only Ed Echad written in the get, Zo Suffolk Gerushin. Good. Fascinating machlokas between Rashi and the Nemuki Yosef here. What is the source that you could write a get in your own handwriting? Ksav Yad. Usually Ksav Yad means like an IOU. I owe you a certain amount of money and I signed it. That's Ksav Yad. So where do we have Ksav Yad in Gerushin? You don't have a sofer writing in third person about you. Rashi says the source is Dine Mamanus. That's Rashi. First wide line in Rashi. Kasav B'Ksav Yado Dekaimalan. Right, I take out a ksav yad, I take out an IOU that you wrote to me that you owe me money. That's Rashi Shita, that is the source. You see from there that works in Dinim Amanis. Alma, says Rashi, what do you see from there? Ksav yado below Eidem Milsahi. Right, ksav yad has no witnesses on the bottom. It just has the person's own signature. Right, IOU, right, in my own handwriting. So, says Rashi, what's the source that word would work by get? Dine Mamanis. Says the Nemuki Yosef right here. Dine Mamanis? Says the Nemuki Yosef. And we're going to get back to this Hashem a little bit later. Says the Nemuki Yosef, how could you compare Dine Mamanis to get? And to put it in halachic terms, there are two types of shtaros that we have in halacha. Two types of documents. We have what's called shtare raya, a shtar that's a proof that something happened. Proof that something happened. Most deeds. You have a deed of a house. So you bought the house with money. The deed is a proof that now you own it. You didn't do the kinyan with the shtar. You can, but let's say you didn't. Or let's say there's a shtar that Reuven owed me $100. Right? So that shtar, what happened? I gave Reuven $100. That's the kinyan. And then there's a shtar that's proof of what happened. That's a shtar raya. There's a different type of shtar that's called a shtar kinyan, where the shtar itself affects the kinyan. It's not just a proof. It might be a proof also, afterwards. But at root, it's a shtar kinyan. For example, a get. A get is not a shtar raya. The get does what you need to get krisis, v'nasan biyada, whether it's nesin or akna, but the get itself is the mechanism. That's a shtar kinyan, not a shtar raya. Ask the Nemuka Yosef, how could Rashi say that the source for ksav yad working by get is by Dini Mamanis? That's a shtar raya. This is a shtar kinyan. So what? If it'll work by a shtar raya, fine, then I owe you. But who says that works for shtar kinyan? So there has to be, says the Nemuka Yosef, a source within Gittin that ksav yad works. And every quote's a pasuk. That's the Nuki Yosef right here on Daf Chesam Abeis. The Hikshu Olav Zal, the Lo Dami Klal, the Hasam, Raya Bilachud Be'inon, the Ha'ika, the Hodas Baldin, Kameya Edim Dami, Aval Gabi Get, Krisus Be'inon, which means it's a different type of star. Ela Hadam Anik Sav Yada Beget, Taima De Milsa, Tekiva Dechziv, Vakasav La, Harik Sav Yado, Ke'edim Gemurim. Because the Pasuk says he can write it for his wife, so that's an illusion that he can write a Get, Beksav Yad. And it's like Edim Gemurim. So, Lamaisa, there's no machlokas between Rashi and the Menuka Yosef. They're just saying how Ksav Yad works. But what's important is the source. They open up our eyes to the concept of different types of shtaras. Rashi obviously knows that distinction, but he feels it doesn't make a difference here. If it works by one, it works by the other.
he doesn't think that there should be a difference between them. Okay? We'll get back to that, Beis Hashem, later. So now the Gemara says, the diak is, as we mentioned earlier, the diak is, what's the case of suffik of kiddushin given in the Mishnah? He throws her kiddushin, suffik who it's close to. The pashtus, the Mishnah could have given that same case by gerushin. He throws her a get, suffik karavlo, sorry karavlo. The Gemara, Mishnah doesn't. The Mishnah has to come up with three new cases. Why doesn't the Mishnah say that case? So, machlokas. Ve'ilu begerushin, suffik karavlo, lo katani. The Bagarishim, we don't have that case. My time, but why? Is it meant to teach us something? The fact that that case is not in the Mishnah. So that's a machlokas. Right here is number one. Amar Rabba. If you keep your breath baited, right? Baited breath, right? We will have number two on the top of Amud Beis. Top of Amud Beis, we'll have Ella Amar Abaya. Abaya is going to argue. This is all, the whole Amud Aleph is within opinion number one. Opinion number one says, yes, it specifically does not give that case. Because in that case, the halacha would be different. All cases of suffik in the Mishnah, what's the halacha? Do chalitza, just in case. Do chalitza, you're not sure whether they're married or not, do chalitza. Says Rabba, in the case, if you throw her a get, suffik haravlo, suffik haravlo, the halacha would be mutter. Mutter to do yibum. That would be the case, right? What's the case? Reuven and Shimon. Shimon is married to Reuven's daughter, and he threw her a get. And you're not sure if they were really divorced. So, what's the halacha? To the olam, not to the yavam. So what's the halacha? Then Shimon dies. You're not sure if he was married. So what do we say? As we're going to see, assume they're still married. Assume they're still married, and therefore, Shimon's other wives can marry whoever they want without anything. They're tsaris erva. That would be the din. You wouldn't require chalitza. That's why that case is not in the Mishnah. So, let's see. My time, what's the reason that you would allow this other wives to marry anybody? Amar Rabba, Isha zu b'cheskas heter l'shuk omedes. Let's say you wouldn't have had this case of suffik gerushin. Up until today, we assume that Shimon is married to many women, including Erva of Reuven. So, we would say, Chazaka de Meikara, the original Chazaka, the status quo is that these other women can marry whoever they want. So the suffik act does not undermine that chazaka. And therefore, Isha zu b'cheskas heter l'shuk omedes, u'misafik atabala osra. Misafik, you're saying, you know what? Du chalitza. You know, you're not sure, right? You're not sure. So atasrana misafik. So we say we don't aser it based on a suffik. But what about the three cases given in the Mishnah itself? What about, isn't there a chazaka to make car there too? You know, you gave a get, but there's no witnesses on it. You gave a get, but there's no date in there. So Rashi says no. Rashi on the third line of the Gemara, Aval bahanach gimel gitin, lav misafik asrin al ma, tahagitahu, ela she'ein min hamuvchar. That's not a case of suffix, says Rashi. Those are good cases of get. You know exactly that the husband gave the wife the get. There's an external problem. That's a unique formulation. There was a get. It's not a regular case of suffik gerushin in those cases. It was a get, but it wasn't a good get. And therefore, that will be strong enough to undermine the original chazaka. It's enam min avuvchar. And therefore, we would say, in that case, that the chazaka is undermined, possibly, and therefore, you would have to do chalitza. You would have to do chalitza. There's an important line in Tosfos also. Tosfos says, actually, let's just continue the Gemara, then we'll do Tosfos. The Gemara says, 1 minute. You should say that you rely on the original Chazaka. Omer le'abaya ihachi b'kedushinami. So what about in the first case? What about the first case? Shimon is married to five women. And then he does a Safi Kiddushin to Reuven's daughter. Safi Karov, by Kiddushin. And what do we say there? What did the first case of the Mishnah say? In that case, we have to treat it as a suffik. Maybe there's a marriage, maybe there's not. If there's a marriage, and then Shimon died, then these women are off scot-free. If there is no marriage, yes. So then one of these women have to do chalitza, or yibam. So what do we say? Do chalitza. So why don't we say, there's a cheskas heter to the yavam in this case. So assume that this marriage didn't take place, and these women of Shimon, these wives of Shimon, can do whatever they want. Same thing. Amar le'abayi hachi b'kiddushinami in the first case of the Mishnah. Neima isha zu b'cheskas heter liyavim omedes. Why don't you say chazaka deme'ikara continues. U'misafik atabal osra. And misafik, you want to say that she cannot do yibum to Reuven. Al tazrena misafik. don't ask me suffek. Just like by the case of Gershon, we use chazaka de meikara. So to here, why don't we use chazaka de meikara? There is a machlokes. There is a discussion in the Achronim. This is a Shev Shmaitza discussion. Right, the Ksos and the Shev Shmaitza, those are the seven drushas that he gave at each of his Sheva Brachas. The Shev Shmaitza. The Ksos on Choshe Mishpat, Rabbi Leva Cohen Heller, his magnum opus is the Ksos on, well, depends who you ask. The Ksos is on Choshe Mishpat, and Avni Miluim is on Ebenezer, and the Shev Shmaitza is on seven sugyas. The seven topics, Midi, Chazaka sugyas. And a lot of Yevamis is discussed there. This daf is discussed a number of times. So they discuss there, how do you view Chazaka de Meikara? What's the lumdis behind that? We're not sure, so if you're unclear whether the original status got undermined, leave it. There are two formulations that you could have whenever you have a case of suffik, and you have an answer halakhically to what to do in the case of suffik. And those two formulations are birur versus hachra'a. Meaning, do we say, we have no idea what the truth is. But you know what? We can't have stalemates in the world of halakha, so act this way. But we still don't know what the reality, what the truth is. But we just know what you're allowed to do. That's what's called hachra. Or do we say birur? Halachically, we're allowed to say, this is the truth. This is what occurred. For example, hamotzei mechaver alav araya. Right, you're wearing a shirt. I go over to you and say, can I please have my shirt? And you say, I know what you're talking about. This is my shirt. And I start grabbing the shirt away from you. And Beis Din witnesses it. You know what Beis Din says? It's your shirt. Unless I prove otherwise. Hamotzei mechavero, alav araya. So let's say tomorrow you want to go get married and give this shirt to a woman. And you give it to a woman. Do we say, oh, you're only suffik married because it was a suffik whose shirt it is, and therefore you're only suffik married? No. Most achronim say that's what we would call birur. Meaning until you prove otherwise, it is vada your shirt. But other cases are not so clear. Right, let's say suffik tuma bershus hayachid, sveiko tame, suffik tuma bershus arabim, sveiko tahar. What? That's a birur? We would always assume that in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim it's Tameh, and Rosh Hashanah Yochanan it's Tameh, Rosh Hashanah it's Tahar. That's probably a hachra'a. We don't know what to do. This is how you act. So what about Chazaka Demeikara? Is it a birur? Is it a hachra'a? That is a machlokas. It's a machlokas, a discussion in the Achronim. The Shev Shmaitza assumes it's a hachra'a, meaning we don't know. We don't know. So, you know, go by what was. But other Achronim say no. If you have an earlier status, we are allowed to assume b'toras vadai that status continued as late as possible, right? And that's chazaka de meikara. So that's what the Gemara here asks, right? If you say chazaka de meikara in the case of suffik gerushin, and therefore he's allowed to marry, the other women are allowed to marry whoever they want without anything. So here too, why can't these women marry the yavam? Assume that the marriage did not take place. What's the difference? Chazaka de meikara. Answer, the Gemara says, Hasam l'chumra. No, there will be machmir. We will not allow these co-wives to marry Reuven, because we'll assume that there might be a co-wife that is an erva. Right? We'll be machmir in that case. The Gemara says, why? Why in that case? What's the potential avera? We'll get back to this later with the Gemara, but we'll mention it now. What's the potential avera that we would be allowing? Eishes ach. Eishes ach. Tzoras eishes ach. That's an iser karis. I don't want to mess around with that, we'll be machmir. What's the other case? Yevama Lashuk? Right, that's the other Yevama Lashuk, because there's a lav. So we're going to get back to that difference. But here the Gemara says, we're going to be machmir. So the Gemara says, 1 minute. Hai chumra da'asi l'dei kulu. 1 minute. If we say, in the first case of the Mishnah, right, the first case of the Mishnah, what are we saying? Just do chalitza just in case. We're not sure if Shimon was really married to Reuven's daughter, so do chalitza just in case. Even though, before yesterday, for sure, they would be able to do yibum. So how are we treating it? We're treating it as if it was a real marriage, just in case, or maybe it wasn't a real marriage. So, if it was not a real marriage, then that's why you have to do chalitza. But we're not going to allow yibum. So Gemara says, but 1 minute, this is a chumra that will lead to a kula. Why? Zimnan da azil hu umekadish lola achosa kiddushay vaday. This man is going to go and marry this woman's sister afterwards. And we're going to assume... What? Or the following case, V'inami, Zimnan da'asa acher, u'mekadish lo l'didah b'kiddushay vaday. This woman who has a suffik kiddushin, she will accept kiddushin from somebody else afterwards, or this man will try to marry the woman's sister, and, v'kivan da'asar lamar l'tzara li'yivume, because we're not allowing these other women to do yibum with Reuven, what will people say? Amar de'kama kiddushin, de'basar lav kiddushin. People will say, oh, the first one must have been a real marriage. Because you see, we're not allowing Yibum.
And therefore, it'll lead to terrible problems, because really, in these cases, the second marriage is a marriage you have to be choshish for. So it's a chumrah to asli dekul in the end. So why would we do that? Right? You can't be machmir in a case where it will lead to problems in the future. Says the Gemara, 1 minute, no. You're telling me that people are going to think, oh, it's a real marriage, and that's why you're not going to allow that's why we didn't allow Yibam? No, people aren't going to think that. You know why? Because you do mandate chalitza. Says the Gemara, Kiva de kamatzuches chalitza, made the yadi de chumra ba'almu. The fact that you need chalitza means they're not married. Right? If they're really married, you wouldn't require anything. But the fact that you require chalitza means people aren't going to be so confused. So yihachi begeir shenami. So what about in the second potential case that the Mishnah doesn't mention? Right? Why don't we say in the case of Suffolk there? Gerishinami, Lisni, Velitzricha Chalitza. Why don't you say in that case also, require Chalitza, Umeidiyadi de Chumer Ba'almahu? Why don't you say in the case of Suffolk Gerishin? Right? Where he's married to Ruvain's daughter, and we're not sure if he's divorced, also there. Don't say that they can get married to whoever they want without anything. Right? Which is the D of that Rabba holds. So require Chalitza there too? So says, no. If you allow chalitza, what do people always think? Chalitza means choice. Chalitza or yibum. So people might come to yibum in that case. So in the first case, they might come to yibum. So Gemara says, there, what are the stakes? In the first case, it's not so bad. Because what's the case? We're not sure whether this woman is Reuven's daughter is married to Shimon, the Suffolk Kiddushin. So what happens if he does Yibam in that case? The Chazaka Demeikara means he's allowed to do Yibam. So we're not as worried. But the Chazaka Demeikara of earlier, of being married in the questionable divorce, that Chazaka is pointing in the other direction, and that's why you can't just allow it. If Yibam would be done, it would definitely be a violation based on the original Chazaka. The Tosfos Yeshanim here notes that many times already, this Masechta, we've had, you know what? You might as well do Chalitza. You might as well do Chalitza. So in all those cases, we're not worried that it's going to lead to Yibum. So the Tosfos Yeshanim says, in almost all of those cases, it's only because those were Midoraisa, you should be able to do Yibum. Midrabanan, you know, we'd rather not let you do Yibam. So do Chalitza just in case. In the case of Chayvei Lavin or Isurei Mitzvah, in all those cases. So what's the worst that can happen in those cases? They did Yibam? Fine. On a Daraisa level, you can do Yibam. That's why there's no Gzeira there. Oh, they might come to do Yibam. But here, there's a real issue because based on the Chazaka, the Meikara, it would not be allowed. Okay, so this is all the Shita of Rabba. Again, Rabba says that the fact that the case of Suffolk Karav Law, is not mentioned in the Mishnah by Gerishin is Meduyuk. It's important, because in that case, you would not even require Chalitza. That is the Shita of Rabba. If you look back for a minute to Tosfos. Tosfos Yom HaMaskel Isha, on the third wide line in Tosfos. Bottom of the previous Amid. V'im Tomar, Dehacha. What's the case Tosfos is commenting on? That in the, right, Rabba and Abaya says, why don't we rely on the Heta Yivam Alashuk, Cholu Ren, and we were Chalik, where you're Machmer. So Tosfos says, V'im Tomar, Dehacha, Mukminon Isha, Becheskas Heta Lashuk. Over here, says Tosfos, we are relying, we're saying that a woman has a cheskas heter lashuk. That sounds interesting. Let's think about that case for a minute. Both cases. What are we saying? What's the chazaka to make cover here? Shimon, let's say, is, what's the case the Mishnah says? So Shimon is married to three women, and it's a suffix whether he married Reuven's daughter also. So what do we say? What does the Gemara call that? The Gemara calls that a cheskas heter lashuk. But right now, Shimon is married to these women. These women can't get married to anybody. When this suffix occurred, right? When this suffix kiddushin occurred, he threw it to her, unclear whether the marriage worked. Could those women marry anybody they wanted this second? No! They're married! They're married to Shimon at this moment. And yet the Gemara calls that heter lashuv, because if Shimon would die, they'd be able to get married to whoever they want. But says Tosfos, is that good enough to call there's a chazaka de meikara there? Usually chazaka de meikara means we say the status quo has not changed at all.
But here, we know it's changed. Because at the time that this suffix occurred, this act occurred, they were married. They have a chazaka that if their husband dies, they'd be able to marry whoever they want. Do you say a chazaka like that? Tosfos says, if you look elsewhere, Tosfos says, I'm not sure if you always say that. He says, if you look in the first parak in Chulin, it says there, an animal. An animal has a chazaka becheskas iser sheb, when an animal is alive, it has a chazaka that it's not kosher. Why? Because it's Avram and Achai. You can't eat the animal right now. Until you know that shechita probably took place. Once it's shechted and now you're trying to undermine the shechita, so then we say, no, it has a cheskas heter unless you know otherwise. But umashma, says Tosfos Dafka, it's mashma there that the only time you would say, oh, it's a cheskas heter, let's prove it otherwise, if there's a reyasa that comes up afterwards. Somebody comes 2 days later and says, oh, I found a trefa in the lung. But if there's a question about the shechita itself, so that undermines. It doesn't let the heter get off the ground. So it says Tosfos, Avalim Nola Safik Mechayim, four lines from the bottom, Kigon Safik Jerusa, lo. If there's a Safik about the Shechita itself, you don't say the Heter continues. Bishum Debishash and Nola Safik, Haisa Adayin, Becheskas Isser. When the animal is still alive, it's still unable to eat. So here, when this Safik occurred, the women were still unable to get married. Right? How could you say Cheskas Heter Lashuk? They were married to Shimon. So how could you say that Chazaka is enough to work? So it says Tosfos, there's a big difference. The hasam chayshin on lasavi Jerusalem mishem the shchicho muchra milsa leisura tvemi de la tera. It's very common for animals to have problems, and therefore that's why you don't focus and you have to worry about it. But here, who says that there's going to be a problem? Right? Okay, but in our case, there is no problem that you foresee. And therefore, don't compare the cases. Either way, this Tosfos relates to the issue of machzikin chazaka, machzikin yisr lisr, are we machzikin chazaka la chazaka? Are you allowed to jump different chazakos if they tell me the same thing? Let's say there's one chazaka at point A that tells me mutter. And then it goes right into chazaka at point B, which tells me mutter. Are you allowed to do that if they both have the same halacha, but if they're different chazakos? Cheskas, like that, cheskas, animal being alive, and chazak, an animal not shechted. Right, so there's a big discussion in Maseches Chulin. Either way, that's Tosfos relates it to those issues. Okay, let's continue now. Says the Gemara about the seventh line. Eisvei Abaya. Abaya says, can you ask a kasha on Rabba? Nafal Abayis. Alav Albas Achiv. Let's say there's a house that falls down. Right, Reuven and Shimon are brothers. Shimon and Reuven's daughter, which is Shimon's wife, they both die in the building collapse. We don't know who died first. What's the issue of who died first? If Shimon died first, then all the other women do not require anything. Because it's like a case of Shimon dies. So what, that afterwards, the Erva died at the time that the Zika started, we say that there was a co-wife. But if the co-wife died first, so then the time when Shimon died, the other women have to do chalitza. So you're not sure. Vein yadua ezeman meis rishon, sarasa cholas as vomensi abemes. We say just in case, do chalitza. This is a similar case to Safek Gerishin. Right, you're not sure if the erva relationship ended. So, and what did Rabbah say about Safek Gerishin in that case? Scot-free, you don't have to do anything. That's why it's not in the Mishnah. And here it says Chalitza. Why don't we say the same thing, Rabbah? This woman has a chazaka being mutter lashuk because there is an erva here. Umisavik atabala osra. And misavik, you're saying, oh, maybe the tsara died earlier. So al tasra misafik. Don't ask her. Same svar you said. And if you want to say, well, maybe here we're just being machmir, like in the ratio of our Mishnah, so chumrah does lead to kulu. Again, no, it's an inappropriate chumrah, because it's a chumrah that's going to lead to a kula. Shimato mecholeset misyabemes. It might lead to yibum, and it could be this is a tsaras erva. So the Gemara says, there's a difference. Gershin deshchichi gazur buhu rabbanan. By gershin, we might be gozer, and therefore, it's more common. Mapolis lo shchichi lo gazer b'rabbanan. By a building falling down, we're not gozer. It's not so common, so we're not gozer that you should require chalitza. So inami or gerishin de kaima erva. Over by a case of gerishin, the woman that you gave a son of gerishin to is staring at us in the face. She exists. She's there. dekamuchach. So you know she's there, and she, up until now, has been the wife. Vitzarasa kamatzris la chalitza. And you still require this order to do chalitza. Even though this co-wife, of Safi co-wife is standing there, Amri, kamu bei rabbanan begita degita ma'al yehu. Va'asi livumi litzara. If this woman is still standing here, and you still require the other woman to do chalitza, you know what people are going to say? Oh, it must be she was divorced. It must be she was really divorced, and therefore you might come to do yibam. Mapoles, mikamu bu rabbanan be mapoles. But, do the rabbis know who died first? Rashi has a great line here. Elo adayanim amatzrichim osa chalitza neviim heim? Are they prophets? Right? Do they gonna know? So if the woman's standing here, people are gonna say, oh, she must have been divorced. But if everybody knows it was a building collapse, everybody knows that nobody has any idea who died first. So they'll understand that we're just being machmir to cover ourselves. Says the Gemara. Okay, that's the end of that section. Tosfos again here says, Tosfos says, enough of labayis. Kan yesh tema. Amai chashiv la tfei b'cheskes heter l'shuk miliyabem. Tok kamon sheshnei amesu. V'kin yochol liyos shehi mesa tchila kamo abal. Why is there any stronger weight to one side, says Tosfos, than the other side? She had a cheskes heter l'shuk up until now, but you know they both died. And one of them could have died first, just like the other one could have died first. So why would it be weighted to the Chazaka de Meikara? Says Tosfos, interestingly, compared to the Tosfos we just spoke about before, he says, no, the Cheskes Heter L'Shuk is better. Why? Because there, only one death has to occur. Her husband has to die. For her to hetol yibam. V'yesh lomet v'yishem hachi chashel atfei b'cheskes hetol ashuk mili yibam. V'yishem b'misas habal mishtari l'ashuk. Only one death. Avol b'misas ha'erva and niteres liyavim ashi yamos habal ima. Right, you would require two actions if you would want for the erva to die and for the husband to die. That's two stages, and therefore that's why we are weighted on the other side that only the husband died. The husband would die first. Okay, says the Gemara. Back to the question. V'gabi gerushin milo tnan by gerushin. So you're telling me, Rabba, that the case of Safi gerushin is not in the Mishnah, and therefore you don't require anything. It's not true. We have another Mishnah that has a case of Safi Gerushin where we do say, you know, cover ourselves and do Chalitza. Or cover ourselves to make sure that you treat it like a Safi. But it's not in the Mishnah, it says in Gittin. Haiso med is Birshus Arabim. Vizar Kula. A woman's in the street. And he throws her a get. Karo vlo migurashas. Karo vlo ena migurashas. Mechza mechza. What if you're not sure? Megureshes, ain't megureshes. You have to treat it like a safek. V'yamrin on l'may hilchasa. For what halacha do we have to treat it like a safek? E de kohen who, if he's a kohen asurale, you have to treat her as a safek megureshes. Let's see, he can't be machzor grushaso. The e erva he, and if she is an erva, sarasa by a chalitza. So it's beferish. Right, we explain that Mishnah. What's the halachic issue of treating it like a safek that the tzara needs chalitza? The lo amrina shemato omer cholesem is yabemes. So it's a mefurish explanation of that Mishnah against you, Rabba, that you would require chalitza in the case of safek karev lo, safek karev la. Right, this is a bomb kasha. The Ritva notes here that it's the derech of the Gemara to sometimes save the strongest question for last. Because if you would have asked that, we wouldn't have the whole discussion that we had the past 15 lines. So this is a beferish against Rabbah. So we save the strongest question for last. How do we try to get out of it? Ha'itmar Allah, Rabbah Rav Yosef, Dami Shravayu, Ha'cha b'shtei kita eidem askinan. Maybe there's a big difference between the cases. There's a case over there. Over there, what are we talking about? A case of Safik Safik? There are two witnesses on each side. Achas Omeres, Karov La. One group of witnesses said it was closer to her. V'achas Omeres Karov La. There are many cases of Safek, but some cases of Safek are stronger than other cases of Safek. Over there, you know why we have to relate to it? We can't just like say, push it under the rug? Because there are two witnesses that say it was closer to her. And that's called a Sveka da Oraisa. The big shaila of Safek. If you have a case of Safek, so do you say the Safek cancels each other out and go back to what was? Or do we say no? The case of Safek creates a new state of stalemate. So that's what's called Safek D'Araisa or Safek D'Rabbanan. So here, the Gemara says, over there, the Mishnah in Gittin, that's a Safek D'Araisa. It's two Eidim on each side, and therefore you cannot ignore that two people say that this woman is divorced. You can't ignore that. And that's why you have to at least have a case of Chalitza. Umas Nisan D'Hacha D'Bal Kat Achas. No, here it's one Kat. D'Havilei Safek D'Rabbanan. It's not as strong. What does it mean, one Kat? Machlokas Rashi Rashba. Rashi says it's one kat, and it's the one kat. One of them says karav lo, one of them says karav la. The Rashba says no. Based on other problems, no, it's one kat that says we're not sure. We're not sure. Either way, machlokas, you can look there for the reasons. So it's a weaker suffix. And therefore, we could just ignore it and go by the original chazaka. Says the Gemara, how do you know that our mission is about a case of one kat, meaning a weaker type of suffix? Dumya de kiddushin. Ma kiddushin bekadachas, av gershin bekadachas. Just like kiddushin is a case of one kat, so do gershin. Says the Gemara, so how do you know kiddushin? Vikiddushin gufayu, mimayde bekadachas. Dilma beveitski deitim. Doesn't say anywhere in the Mishnah what kind of suffix it is. Maybe kiddushin has also been a suffix daraisa. So Gemara says, ibe beis kiteyedim, if it was a suffix daraisa by the kiddushin case, tisyabe veimekaklum, meaning if there were two witnesses that they were not married, so why don't you allow yibam? So Gemara says, what? Kaimi edim vikamri karav la vat amr tisyabe veimekaklum. There are two witnesses that say she is married, and therefore it is saras erva. What do you mean that? Oh, you might as well allow Yibam. Visu, and also, Bishtei Kitei Denami Sveka Derabananhi. And says the Gemara, and even though it's true what we just said, there are some shitas out there that say two against two is a Savi Daraisa, and one against one, or just one Kat, is a Savi Derabanan. There are shitas that also say that even if it's two against two, it's a Savi Derabanan. So again, we're back to the Kasha from that Mishnah in Gittin. Right? Now we speak of the Rabbanan Hid, Da'amri Uketrei Labahadei Trei, have two against two, and they cancel each other out. V'isha Ukmeach HaZaka. Sometimes you can have two against two, and it's still considered a weak suffix, and you go back to the original Chazaka. Where do you see that? Midi Dahavia, Nechse De Barshatia. Like the case of the person who was sick, sometimes had seizures, and sometimes didn't have seizures. The case of Barshatia. The Karanora notes here, like we noted before, this is a jump. We're comparing Dini Mamanis to Kiddushin and Gerushin. So that's what the Gemara is doing here. Note the jump. But either way, the Barshatia is of Anichsei. Barshatia sold property. Asu Beitreva Amri Kshuchalim Zavin. He sold it when he was healthy, when he was in a state of consciousness. Vasu Beitreva Amri Kshuchota Zavin. No, he sold it when he was crazy, when he wasn't in a right mind, and therefore it shouldn't be a case. It shouldn't be a good sale. V'yamar Ravashi. Uki trei lahadi trei. Ravashi says it's a stalemate. And what do? They cancel each other out. Va'ara ukma b'cheskas varshatya. And varshatya gets to keep it. So what is that an example of? Treu trei considered a suffix derabanan, a weak type of suffix. So too, even if you want to say the Mishnah in Gittin is about two against two, it's a suffix derabanan. So we're back to the kasha on Rabba. Rabba, how can you say that a case of gershin, suffix, we would say you don't require anything, even chalitza? The Mishnah in Gittin is explained as saying you do need chalitza. So we reject Rabba. We reject Rabba and we go on to Abaya. Ella Amar Abaya, Pshat number two. Abaya says the fact that the case is not in the Mishnah is meaningless. It's Lav Dafka. Yagid Alav Re'o. A pasuk in Iyov, which means its friend will testify about it. Meaning? Tana B'Kiddushin V'Adin L'Gerushin. Right, it's the same thing. Even in a case, just like Savik Kiddushin, you have to treat as with Chalitza. So Savik Gerushin, you also treat with Chalitza. Tana B'Kiddushin V'Adin V'Adin L'Gerushin. Tana B'Kiddushin V'Adin L'Kiddushin. They both. Amalei Rava. Okay, Rava says, Yagad Alavreyo Mai Zehu Diktani. So what's the diuk in the Mishnah that says, Zehu, this applies. Remember the last line of the Mishnah? Right, it says, this is a case, right, Zehu Safik Gerushin. Right, so what is that being excluding? Right, this is the case. Right, so what's the Zeo excluding? So Ella Amar Rava. Rava says as follows: Kol sheyesh bekidushin yesh begerushin. All the cases of Safik Kiddushin also apply to Gerushin, meaning including the case of Safik Karav Lo, Safik Karav La. So the case of Kiddushin applying Gerushin too. The yesh begerushin mashein bekidushin. But there are some cases of Gerushin, Safik, that wouldn't apply to Kiddushin because there are different halachos that apply. Vizeo de Gerushin lav dafka. Meaning what it says, this is Gerushin, and other things do not apply to Gerushin, that's lav dafka, because all cases apply to Gerushin. The Zeo line by Kiddushin is dafka. It just says Zeo again to be parallel. Meaning, the cases of Ksavyad, or Ein Bozman, Ein Bo Edim, some of those cases do not apply to Kiddushin. That's the Diyuk in the Mishnah. Elam Yishum, the Tana, Zeo B'Kiddushin, Tana Nami, Zeo B'Gerushin. That's why it says it. The Zeo B'Kiddushin, Lemute Mai, what's the case in the Mishnah that is written by Gerushin that does not apply to Kiddushin? Meaning that would not be a suffix by Kiddushin? Lemute zman, deleke bikidushin, the date. The date missing in a get is a real problem, and that's why it's considered suffik. But not having a date on a shtar kiddushin, that is not a problem. That is not a problem. Tosfos here has a suffik, unanswered suffik. What about ksav yad by kiddushin? That's not in the Gemara anywhere. Tosfos, the little Tosfos right here. Misaf galeri, ksav yad, if somebody writes, I hereby, you know, you are married to me, harei amukudeshesli b'shtar zuk, that's Moshe v'Yisrael, and he writes it himself, and there are no witnesses. Tosfos has a suffik on it. Right, and the Ritva has 2 days. Ritva has 2 days, whether it's pasul daraisa, pasul darabanan, but the Gemara example is where there's no date. So the Gemara says, why? What's the svara? What's the svara why you need a date by a get, and you don't need a date by a shtar kiddushin? Umibnei malo tiknu zman bekiddushin. So, let's remember two reasons why. So, ha nikhlamandarem shem peirei. So, one reason why there's a get, why there's a date in a get, is because we have to know when the husband has to stop eating peiros, eating property that belongs to the woman. So we need that date in there. So then if that's the reason for the date in the get, so we understand why that does not apply to kiddushin. Why? Arusa lesba peire. Because the husband does not start eating peiros from the woman's property until nisuin. So that's why we understand that. A shtar kiddushin does not need it. El lamanda amra mishum basachoso. But if the reason you need a date in a get is because of basachoso, what does that mean? Basachoso is his niece. His basachoto, a man loves his niece. Let's say his niece is Mizana. His niece is Mizana. And he's married to his niece. He's Mizana. He doesn't want his niece to be Chayevis Misa. So what is he going to do? He'll give her a get. And he'll say, oh, we were already divorced by the time that she was Mizana. We were already divorced. But it's not true. That's why you need a date in the get in order to prevent this type of case. So if that's the reason, I'm sure basachoto liskin zman. So it's about kiddushin. Right, you should have a date, because they'll say, oh, we weren't married yet. And this just happened earlier. So, why don't you have a date there? It says the Gemara, Mishum, Di'ikad, the Makadish Bekaspa, Di'ikad, the Makadish Beshtara, Lo Tikkun Rabbanan Zman. Well, because, you know, if you're Makadish with money, there's no date on the money. So do they weren't Misakin, because there are ways to get married without the Shtar. Says the Gemara, so what? Amalei Rav Acha, Breidu Rav Yosef, Rav Ashi, V'ho'avda, Di'ikad, Tekani Bekaspa, V'ikad Beshtara, V'tikkun Rabbanan Zman. Right? Some are kone. Right? Some are kone bi kesev, and some are kone bi bishtar, and yet they're abundant war, or misakin zman, by mechira. Right? By cases of sales. And you still need a date in order to prevent lekuchos from causing problems. So Gemara says, hasam ruba bishtara. By mechira, most do it bishtar, and that's where abundant war misakin a date. Hacha ruba bekaspa. By marriage, most people do it with money. And therefore, we're not going to make a takana on something that's not so common. Right? B'davar, milsa de lo shchicha, lo gazer bei rabbanan. That is all answer number one. Why we're not misakein zman by kiddushin. If you hold the reason for zman by get is basachoso. And now we have another reason. The other reason is, well, who's going to hold on to the shtar anyway? Here we go. Iba Yisema. I guess we'll have time to read this now, and then we'll talk about the importance tomorrow. Iba Yisema. Mishum de lo efshar. It's not possible. Meaning, who's going to hold on to this shtar? We're saying, oh, put a date in the shtar kiddushin to prevent hanky-panky, to prevent the man saying, oh, the woman was mizana before we were married. So, Heichi Levin, how is that going to help us? Lincha gabe dida. If you want to say that she's going to hold on to the get, she'll hold on to the shtar kiddushin. So, makale, she'll just erase the date. Should just erase the date. Volincha gabe didei. If you want to leave it by him, zimnin de basachoso, he machapela. Right? Maybe sometimes he'll have rachmanis on his wife, because it's his niece, and also he'll cover it up. Lincha gabe edim. If you want the witnesses to hold on to it, you put it in the hands of a third party. So then we also have a problem. Idechiri leisu lesed. What do you mean? Don't give it. If they remember what the date was when the marriage took place, they'll come without the shtar. V'ilo, and if they don't remember, there's a crucial line. V'ilo, zimnin dechazu miksava, maybe they won't remember what they saw, and they'll just see it written, v'asu misadi, and they'll come testify based on that, right? Sometimes our kids say, oh yeah, I remember that, and we say, you don't remember, you remember seeing the pictures about that, so in your mind, you remember that, you were two, right? You don't remember that. But sometimes, if you see something, you could create a memory in your mind. So the Gemara says, if they don't remember, and they have the shtar, then they'll create it. Asi misadi for achman amar mipiyam lo mipiksavam. And the Torah says you can't testify based on what you see in a shtar,
We'll have to see exactly what that line means, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow. But let's just finish first. Therefore, so there's no person who you're going to give the Shtar Kedushin to. Even with a date, it's not going to help anything. So says the Gemara, Yachi, Gibigir Shinami, Name Yachi. So how's it going to help by a get? So the answer is no, by a get, it helps. Why? Hasam Latzala Didaka Asu. By the get, the woman wants the date. Because if the woman doesn't have the date, then Bezin's going to assume she was Mizana while she was still married. She needs the date. And that's why she's going to hold on to it to prove her innocence. That's why it functions. Here, the date's only going to hurt her by the Shtar Kiddushin. And therefore, oh, she wasn't married yet. So that's why there's a difference. We will require Zman in a Shtar, in a get, but not in a Shtar Kiddushin. Huge topic we have to talk about. What exactly does it mean, Mipiyam below Mipiksavam? There's a Tosfos here. There's a Balamor here. There's a Tosfos in Ksubis. There's a Rambam. Big discussion, Mr. Shem. We'll start with that tomorrow. What the issue is of Mipiyam below Mipiksavam. And then we get back to the rest of this parak, which is issues of Yivamas and being married, three brothers, the Chuli. Okay, we'll stop here.